Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about a free lecture that's coming up at the Sheldon Jackson Museum tomorrow, I have Jackie Fernandez and Peter Williams. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jackie, it's that time of year, visiting artist program, correct?
Yes, we're really excited. We've got a wonderful lineup. We have expanded the program to include 12 artists. A lot of folks are coming back from previous years, but some new ones as well. And we have had two hands-on workshops, as well as four free lectures at the museum. So lots going on. Some of the artists include Roy Levine, Allie High, Selena Alexander, Emily Johnston, local Sarah Williams, and also local Peter Williams, who's here today to tell you a little bit about the lecture he's giving at the museum tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Peter, front and center tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Have you been demonstrating this week, or will this be your first appearance there?
I've been demonstrating this week, and it's been going really well.
Meeting lots of folks from out of town?
Yeah, I have been. It's been really fun. I don't know. Maybe I have changed a little bit, but maybe the way I interact and give my little spiel about sea otters and stuff has evolved as well. But I feel that it's been much more engaging with the tourists, and it feels like this year they seem to be more comfortable with asking questions in ways as well. I feel like we've been interacting in different ways, which has been nice.
That's interesting. So let's say I'm from out of town and I walk into the museum and I approach your table. What am I going to see?
Well, you're going to see me sewing with needle thread, do hand sewing on a sea otter garment, and I'll have various items that I created on display, such as like a hat and vests and pillows and a scarf.
Well, that must be very exotic. I mean, first of all, you know, I think we've talked about previously in the news that fur is a little bit taboo in some other places in the country, but there's something so sensual and wonderful about the look and feel of your pelts. So I'm sure that draws people in. And then when they, what are some of the questions that come up?
A lot of the questions come up is, you know, what is this fur?
Yeah.
That's usually what it is. And often people will think it's mink, kind of surprised with sea otter. I think I've found that it's better to kind of start, once they start feeling the fur, to start giving them information about it. Because I think that it's so new for them, and also they're in a very different environment. They're in Alaska. So I think that their mind is a little more open than it would be if I had that fur in a city where they're from. And so I think they're a little more open to experiencing something different, maybe something that's, you know, controversial for them. I think they also need a foundation to start asking questions. So I think I found that once I start giving them information as soon as I can, then that seems to carry on the conversation longer than I think it would if, you know, I just waited for them to start asking me questions.
Or just talking at them. Mm-hmm. No, that's very good. And is your demonstration week going to be over soon?
It's going to go into next week.
Oh, okay.
The first will be my last day.
So, but you're also going to do a free lecture tomorrow, 2:00. And what is your topic?
Yeah, my topic is going to be subsistence, spiritual and sustainable economics.
And that topic of subsistence, you know, some folks locally might have a little subsistence fatigue. But what's different about your talk?
Well, as someone who exists in two different worlds, this kind of Western world, my European ancestry, and this more indigenous world, my Yupik ancestry, and with the work that I do, which is a combination of, you know, carrying on traditional values in a modern time in which I live. And so a bit of my talk is going to be trying to be a bridge between those two worlds, and as well as expressing kind of a new form of culture, which has come about with the merge of those two worlds. I think there's a lot of misconception about subsistence, even, you know, the definition. And where I'm going to be trying to talk about is the definition from an Alaska Native perspective on subsistence, which is very different from the definitions and perceptions of, I would say, the Western, especially the government, definition of subsistence.
So it's interesting. You will. It's only 1 hour for you to sort of tell your story and to find some clarity in the definition of subsistence. And I understand all of these talks are really open to all audiences. But is there a group that you would wish would attend to hear you speak?
Yeah, I'm hoping. I think there'll be some strong showing in groups that care about these issues, groups that care about local food, groups that care about sustainability, that care about culture. And I really hope that there's a strong showing. I think there will be. But one group that I would like to be there, which I don't necessarily think will be there, is more the business community. This talk is largely about economics. And going back to the, I think the misconception of subsistence is that people separate in their heads economics from subsistence. And they don't recognize that subsistence is economics. And it always has been for Alaska Natives. There always wasn't the U.S. dollar attached to it, but there was always a value.
That's fantastic. Jackie, tell us a little bit more about the museum this summer. We were talking off the air, and you said you think the numbers are growing already this early.
Definitely. We've had a lot of visitors from out of town, and we've had some good turnouts at our local events. And I'd encourage anybody to stop by the museum to get a free calendar that lists all of the visiting artists and lectures and workshops we have going on. And we also have a great new family-friendly youth public program every third Saturday called At Saxon Saturdays. And the next one takes place June 15th at 1 p.m. And it's going to be on making Yupik story knives. So get in touch with the museum and like the Friends of the Sheldon Jacks Museum on Facebook if you want to stay tuned for everything that's happening.
It's a great resource we have here as locals. And I think often in the summertime, we think we're too busy. But you won't feel like a tourist visiting the Sheldon Jackson Museum. Be sure to see Peter Williams, Yupik artist, on his talk, Subsistence, Sustainable, and Spiritual Economics, tomorrow, 2 to 3 p.m. Is this a free event, Jackie?
It is a free event, yes. All our lectures are, and anyone can come see the artists working in the galleries as well to talk to them about their process and craft. So come see us.
Terrific. I'd like to thank my guests, Jackie and Peter, telling us more about the Sheldon Jackson Museum.
Thank you
for
joining
me.
Us.
Thanks.